USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New in the headlines this hour, MSNBC host Chris Matthews out.
Let me start with my headline tonight. I'm retiring.
The 74-year-old resigning Monday night after a female journalist accuses him of making sexist remarks to her. Here's Matthews with the unexpected announcement live during Monday night's episode of Hardball.
Compliments on a woman's appearance that some men, including me, might have once incorrectly thought were okay. We're never okay. Not then and certainly not today. And for making such comments in the past, I'm sorry.
To politics now.
I'm in it to win it.
Mike Bloomberg will compete in Super Tuesday contests. This as three Democrats drop out. Amy Klobuchar, Mayor Pete, and Tom Steyer, all three getting behind Joe Biden, whose latest gaffe making news he calls Super Tuesday, Super Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The very latest now on the coronavirus. We turn to President Trump at the White House.
The coronavirus shows the importance of bringing manufacturing back to America so that we are producing at home the medicines and equipment and everything else that we need to protect the public's health. And I've been talking about this for a long time. That process has already started. It started long before we ever knew about this. So we want to make certain things at home.
Vice President Mike Pence, who's heading up the coronavirus task force, speaking at the White House, updating the public on the six people who've died from the virus in Washington state. President Trump meeting earlier in the day with leaders of pharmaceutical companies.
We're working very hard to expedite the longer process of developing a vaccine. We're also moving with maximum speed to develop therapies so that we can help people recover as quickly as possible. We have a lot of recovery going on. We want to see if we can advance that.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
On Wall Street, the stock market with a huge bounce back at the close Monday, the Dow gaining almost 1,300 points. That's a gain of more than 5%. It's the biggest single-day point gain ever. The Nasdaq up 385 points. The S&P 500 up 136. To Washington, D.C. now, where the Supreme Court will not consider a challenge to the ban on bump stocks. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
The Trump administration imposed the ban on bump stocks after the deadly mass shooting in Las Vegas in 2017. A bump stock is a rapid-fire device that gives rifles the capability to mimic automatic weapons, and the Vegas shooting massacre left 59 people dead and hundreds of others wounded in the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history. I'm Chris Barnes.
The very latest now on our U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the U.S. is ready to start a withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan under a new agreement aimed at bringing peace to that country.
And the agreement says that we would reduce down to 8,600 within 135 days, if I recall correctly, and that drawdown would begin in the first 10 days.
Speaking at the Pentagon on Monday, Esper says he has instructed U.S. commanders to begin the process within 10 days as a show of good faith. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.